Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. United States Department of Agriculture Undersecretary Bill Northey was among those in Louisville recently to help Kentucky Farm Bureau celebrate 100 years. Secretary Northey says it was great to be a part of that celebration.
It was great to be able to be there, see some old friends, and slip around town and see some farms and some local urban conservation and urban agriculture as well. So it just was a great event, a huge crowd, and very important to be able to celebrate an organization making 100 years. What a great thing.
While in Louisville, Secretary Northey said he had a chance to tour the farm of Shelby County cattleman Philip McCown.
A farm near Louisville that had done some cover crops and some construction work around a cattle feeding facility, as well as some diversion to be able to control erosion around a field as well. So lots of work that they've done there, multi-generation farm. I grew up on a cattle farm, and it was almost like feeling like I was back home.
He also toured an urban agriculture project in Louisville.
A high tunnel there in town where they're doing some urban agriculture and growing some food locally.
We'll have more in a moment.
Farming in Kentucky has seen dramatic changes over the past century. New technologies, new practices, new ways of bringing products to market. In the midst of these changes, the future of Kentucky agriculture demands that tomorrow's farmers be educated in the field and in the classroom. As we commemorate our 100th year of service, Kentucky Farm Bureau proudly supports giving young farmers the tools, skills, and knowledge they need for success. Why Farm Bureau? Because education ensures a brighter future for all Kentuckians. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Undersecretary Bill Northey says urban agriculture projects play two key roles.
There's a learning opportunity both for young people and others. They're just a very rewarding aspect to growing your own food, and that is part of the value that that program brings in addition to real food for some folks.
He adds those type projects help people understand the challenges farmers face each day.
This isn't going to move the needle very much, and is this somehow competition to the food producing agriculture in rural areas? And I think what we find out, number one, it's very good for a community. Number two, it gives great appreciation for how tough it is to grow food. From weeds to weather to bugs to other kinds of things, I think every time a person is actively growing food out there, they get greater appreciation for others that are doing it.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.